The May primary election is tomorrow. Contested Democratic primaries will be held for the 29th and 31st District State Central Committee. Jennifer Fitz and Kristen Moore will meet in a common police court race. Contested primaries will be held in the 49th, 50th, and 51st State Representative districts. On the Republican side, contested primaries will be held for 48th District State Representative, 29th District Central Committee, and the 5th District Appeals Court. Also contested are the Stark County Commissioner's race between incumbent Alan Harold and challenger Joe Schultz. For County Auditor, it's incumbent Angela Kinsey against Scott Svob. Financial issues include renewal levies in the Canton Local and Louisville school districts and a bond issue to build 3 new elementary schools in Plain Local. Voters countywide will see a SARTA levy that would increase the county sales tax from 6.5% to 6.6%. Canton police have a suspect in a fatal shooting. 51-year-old Richard Stotts died April 21st, 2 days after being shot in the head inside his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. An arrest warrant has been issued for 33-year-old Ashad Carlisle of Canton. He is charged with aggravated murder and discharging a firearm near a prohibited premises. Alliance City Council is considering key measures at its meeting tonight. Members will vote on continuing a tax abatement agreement for the Alliance Ventures Mount Union Gateway project. In new business, council will discuss donating retired fire department protective equipment to Stark State College. Meanwhile, a new consultant report says Alliance is not ready to take over full-time 911 ambulance service. The study cites staffing shortages, high costs, and internal resistance, and recommends better coordination while keeping a contracted provider in place for now. Kent State University is moving to close an $18 million budget shortfall for fiscal year 2027. President Todd Dykin says up to 45 filled positions could be eliminated, with most affected employees receiving 90 days of pay. The university says the cuts are driven by flat state funding, tuition caps, and enrollment challenges. The plan avoids using savings while continuing investment in key programs. The Akron Zoo will reopen today after a bomb threat forced it to close Sunday morning. Zoo officials say the threat came in just before 11, prompting an evacuation and response from police and fire personnel. Authorities determined the threat was not credible. Guests with tickets for Sunday can contact the zoo for refunds or to reschedule. The incident follows similar bomb hoaxes at other zoos in recent days, including Columbus and Toledo. The arraignment for a truck driver charged in a fatal West Township crash has been rescheduled for May 11th. 39-year-old Michael Schuring of Niles is facing aggravated vehicular homicide charges. Investigators say a tanker truck he was driving crossed the center line on State Route 172 in November of 2025 and struck an oncoming vehicle. 44-year-old Diane Llewellyn was killed in the crash. A teen passenger was also injured. An animal shelter in Salem is cleaning up after a tree fell into the building over the weekend. The Columbiana County Humane Society says the tree struck the roof Saturday morning, tearing through the attic and damaging part of a remodeled kennel area. Officials say a larger limb also broke through the lower level of the facility. No dogs were injured. The shelter is thanking local contractors and volunteers who helped remove debris and stabilize the building. An 18-year-old is in custody after officers recovered two loaded firearms from a stolen vehicle. Elijah Figgs was arrested early Friday after a foot chase when police tracked a pickup reported stolen at gunpoint in Boardman. Officers located the truck around 2:30 a.m. at an apartment complex on Terrell Avenue in Youngstown. Inside the vehicle, police say they found an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm pistol. Two female juveniles in the truck were later released to a relative. Another male suspect fled and has not been found. Figgs was scheduled for arraignment in municipal court on charges including receiving stolen property and improper handling of a firearm. Suspected fentanyl was found in the truck, though no additional charges have been filed. A vehicle slammed into a senior living complex in Youngstown Saturday night. Fire officials say the accident happened around 9:45 at Glen Park Manor along West Marion Avenue. Police say the driver failed to make a turn, struck rocks, and rolled before crashing. The cause of the wreck remains under investigation. No one inside the building was injured. The driver was taken to a hospital. Gas service to the building was shut off as a precaution. Firefighters in Youngstown responded to a house fire Sunday morning. Crews were called around 3:30 to a home on South Bell Vista Avenue. Officials say a lighter started the blaze in an upstairs bedroom, but it was contained to the second floor. No injuries were reported. A Mahoning County judge has granted a 60-day delay in payment for the operator of Sobe Thermal Energy Systems in downtown Youngstown. The ruling gives John Collins more time to pay over $55,000 in fees to a former receiver. Collins says paying now would hurt cash flow, including utilities, wages, and high natural gas costs. Former manager Reg Martin opposed the delay, saying the funds should have been paid within 30 days. Wethersfield Township is putting a 6-month pause on new data center projects. Trustees unanimously approved the moratorium effective April 30th to halt new building and zoning approvals. Officials say the move follows public concern over a proposed project near Belmont Avenue. The freeze will allow time to study impacts on power, water use, and noise before any future development is approved. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.